What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM KMOX.
It is the Graybar Sports Open Line. It is a Strike Zone hour, and we are coming your way from Hot Shots in Wentzville. Again, we have Jay Reed here from City SC. He's available for the parents out there that are picking your kids up from soccer practice or anything else that's going on. Would encourage you to make your way out here to Hot Shots in Wentzville. You can meet Jay Reed, get an autograph, get a photo, get yourself a Michelob Ultra, get yourself some food, and have yourself a good night, which is the most important part. We're going to not talk as much soccer here in this second hour. We'll get kind of back to baseball. As always, if you want to chime in with us, you can do so by calling, texting, tweeting, or leaving a message on the video stream. If you call or text, it's 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900 is how you call or text. You tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or as mentioned, if you are watching on the video stream on Twitter and on YouTube, you can just leave a comment in the chat and we can address those as we do go along throughout the course of the evening. Off day for the Cardinals. They get back at tomorrow as they welcome in the New York Yankees. And I am admittedly having a hard time with kind of the messaging when it comes to the Cardinals. I'm much like them because sometimes they are not so good in terms of messaging and then puts people like us in kind of a weird situation because the messaging of what the season was going to be, it didn't really turn out to be that way. But from a messaging standpoint of where this team is at, because if you were listening to this show and to Redbird Rush Hour yesterday, you know full well how unhappy such a large portion of the Cardinals fan base was based off what happened over the last 3 days. And rightfully so. If that came across as a criticism, it was anything but. When you are in the zip code of a playoff spot, you can't go lose 2 of 3 to the Rockies. And when you have a lead, when you have two multiple run leads against the Rockies in the final game of the series to secure at least a series victory, well, you can't lose that game. And that happened yesterday. And we spent a ton of time, and I don't want to go back into it today, and I don't think it's very fruitful to go back into it. We talked yesterday about what led to them losing that game. What led to them? Like, now we're a day later. What led to it isn't as important as the fact that it did happen. And you play this game, and it's a really frustrating game, and just about every team in baseball, every team in sports can do it. You know, if the ball bounces this way, you can do the revisionist history thing where you start to look back at moments and what could have been. And you know, one of the more popular things this year for the Cardinals has been what if they would have moved on from Eric Fetty earlier on in the season. and if they would have had Michael McGreevy in that spot earlier on, how many more wins might they have? Now, it's not five, it's not 10, but is it two? Is it three? Is it four? I think conservatively, there's a good chance that they've got at least three wins. I mean, there's just some games in there where, bluntly, Eric Fetty did not give you a chance. Now, you also had to let it play out for a little while, so it's hard. You can't just, like, apply that standard to from the beginning of the season on. Fetty was fine with the Cardinals last year, and the start to his season this year, it wasn't terrible. It slowly, maybe not slowly, it went downhill as the year went along. So, you know, we have to be logical about this. We have to use some common sense when it comes to all of this. But how many more wins could they have? And I think yesterday, it's a really good example of how different you can feel with one more win. And over 162 games, one win is not supposed to feel like a really big deal. But when you look at where the Cardinals are right now, they're four games out of a playoff spot. They are likely not to be a playoff team this year. I feel like I have to repeat that over and over and over whenever I mention where they're at from a playoff standpoint. But they're four games out right now. They're coming off a series loss against the Rockies, and it just doesn't feel very good. If they're three games out, so if they have one more win, if they would have won yesterday's game, they're three games out, and they're coming off a series win against the Rockies. And at that point, they would have won three straight series. I think people are positive. People are talking about what can happen for this team to be a playoff club. And that's where, in any given moment as the year goes along, a single win can mean so much more. The narrative about this team would be very different right now if they simply would have won a game yesterday. And they didn't. They were unable to pull that out for sure. Jeremy sends in a message and says, who do you blame for the offensive struggles lately? Just curious. I blame the players. I don't know if you're I'm not sure what you – I would, Jeremy, if you want to respond to me back, like who do you blame? Because I know there's some people that are going to focus in on other places. And I think Brant Brown, the Cardinals hitting coach, has done a mostly good job this year. You look at some of the guys who you wanted to see improvements from, and you've seen them. You've seen Nolan Gorman be a better, more consistent hitter this year. You've seen Jordan Walker, especially here recently, be able to perform at a bit of a higher level. You've seen all these things. So for me, it's more about the players. You need to get more out of Victor Scott. You need to get more out of Lars Nootbaar. For much of the season, you need to get more from Nolan Arenado. That doesn't really affect what's going on here recently. Alec Burleson has struggled a bit here recently, but he's had a very, very good season. So I'm going to look at the players, and not just look at the players, but look at the overall ability that this team has. This team has a talent deficit when you compare them to most other teams that are competing, most other teams that are in the neighborhood of 500 or above 500. They are a 500 team with a minus 21 run differential. There is a talent deficit. And Kevin Wheeler and I talked about this earlier tonight on Redbird Rush Hour, where this team has to create a roster that can hit more home runs. That's a very few teams go out and score runs without using the home run. Does it happen sometimes? Yeah, it happens sometimes. It happened for the first few months for the Brewers. Not the first month. The first month, they weren't very good. But they eventually started playing much better baseball, and they were scoring runs. They were scoring it without the home run. Now, over the last month or so, the Brewers are one of the I'm not sure where they rank, but they're top two, top three in home runs over the last month or so. And that's gone along, obviously, what they've been doing. So if you want to score runs, you got to be able to hit more home runs. It was good to see a couple home runs yesterday from the Cardinals. Unfortunately for them, it did not turn into a victory. Jeremy asks his follow-up on that. I think that Cardinals hitters are impatient? I think some of them are. And I think that's also something that we've seen more recently than previously in the year. When the season got started, I thought we saw better at bat. You know, what was Remember the word we used all the time at the beginning of the season? I used it a million times. We talked about the team being relentless. And when a team is relentless, we are talking about a team that is not impatient. We are talking about a team that is going to go take really good at-bats and make great swing decisions. And has that fallen off a little bit recently? Yeah, probably. Part of that has to do with the grind of 162 games. I think it's hard to be that locked in from start to finish, and I think most teams probably have that come loose a little bit around this time of the year, especially around the trade deadline and you get into the dog days and all that. So, yeah, I think that's fair. Now, I watch the Cardinals every single day. I watch a lot of other baseball when I'm sitting in my office or if the Cardinals aren't playing. Like tonight when I get home and I've got some work to do in the office, I'll throw a random game on. So if I watch a lot of baseball, but I don't watch every other team every other day where I can sit here and compare what it looks like now versus what it looked like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, so on and so forth. So, but I think what we're talking about right now is something that probably exists for most teams across Major League Baseball. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me. Again, we are broadcasting live right now at Hot Shots at in Winsville, where Jay Reed from City SC, he is here signing autographs, taking photos. You can come on out, have yourself a Michelob Ultra, and meet him as we'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight. Don't go anywhere. More coming up in just a moment as we roll on with this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauley, continuing to broadcast live today from Hot Shots in Wentzville. Jay Reed from City SC continues to be here. If you want to stop on by, say hello to him, get an autograph, take a picture. You're going to be able to do just that. Have a Michelob Ultra while you're out here as well. Happy to welcome on to the program right now. He is an MLB insider with Fansided. You read him at fansided.com. Also part of the Baseball Insiders program. He is a good friend, Robert Murray. Always great to be able to talk to him. You can follow him on Twitter at @byRobertMurray. Robert, thanks for the time as always. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate having me. How are you?
I am good. So we're still we're a little ways off the since the trade deadline now, a couple weeks, and that's always one of the busiest days for you. Just kind of going back to that for a moment or so, from a league-wide perspective, it felt like it was busier even this year than many other years, and a lot was going on. Did you notice any changes? Was there anything that really stood out from a kind of a league-wide, industry-wide perspective that you took note of this year at the deadline?
Yeah, it was a case of so many teams being patient at the deadline, and every team that I talked to seemed to indicate that it was going to be the last 36 to 48 hours that were going to be just pure chaos. And then all of a sudden, just the floodgates opened up, and we saw trade after trade after trade. We didn't see any necessarily blockbuster crazy trades. I mean, Rafael Devers happened, but that was 6 weeks before the deadline. But there was just the amount of moves that were made overall, especially in the bullpen market. Really just it shaped the deadline, and obviously the Cardinals were a big part of that, and they sold off quite a bit of their relievers. But yeah, just the sheer number of moves, it's not something we've seen really in years past, and this year kind of just took the league by storm.
Teams do not want to give up their high-level prospects. I know the Padres did that a little bit with the move they made. But you mentioned a lot of the bigger-name individuals that we thought might get moved did not get moved. Is that a case of where the industry is at right now, that teams just do not want to lose those potential high-level players that they can have under cost control for a while?
No, it's spot on. And we see all these teams that are – prospect hogging is a phrase that I've seen used quite a bit around the industry, so I'll use it in this case. Is teams really value their prospects? They're young assets, they're controllable, they're cheap, and that's the name of the game for a lot of these teams. That's an extremely valuable asset. And we saw the Padres kind of go against the grain in terms of that, and they moved a lot of their prospects, and they filled almost, actually, they ended up filling up every one of their needs in a major league roster. Did a tremendous job there, and they've been rewarded for it, and that was a big reason why we didn't see any of these starting pitchers go, like whether it was a Mackenzie Gore, who had a very high asking price there, and naturally. Mitch Keller, teams were not very aggressive in trying to get him. Well, there was interest in Keller for sure, but nobody was willing to meet the Pirates' asking price. And just the other starting pitchers that were on the market, kind of a similar case there too.
You never want to add too much like value or importance to a single thing and try to make it bigger than it actually is. But if the Padres go on a run, if the Padres were to, say, win the World Series this year, does that help maybe change things a little bit moving forward where teams can see that, and all of a sudden maybe we see teams get a little bit more aggressive at the trade deadline when it comes to acquiring more of the high-end talent?
Oh, I sure hope so. That's because the Padres are they're so aggressive. They're so fun. And A.J. Preller is just relentless on the phones, and he checks on almost anything out there to see if a player can be acquired or just the job that he does is awesome. And it makes him an easy team to root for. And I absolutely hope that if the Padres do win the World Series, that there'd be other teams that would follow suit. And typically you see it in baseball, you see it in some other leagues as well, that it's a copycat league, and whoever's winning, teams try to end up emulating that formula. So I hope that there's at least a few teams that would try to follow that same formula, because if we had more teams act like the Padres, I mean, this deadline was a blast, even with the Padres just doing what they did. But if you had a few teams trying to do that, that would just make it even more chaotic and more fun.
Just based off what you hear, I know you're super connected throughout the industry. It seemed like the Cardinals were very hesitant to give up any of the players that they had control over beyond this year, and that's why the Brendan Donovans and the Lars Nootbaars and guys like that maybe don't get moved. There had also been rumblings out there that there was interest. Were you hearing much about some of these position players, some of these left-handed bats, some of the guys who were under control from a position player standpoint with the Cardinals? Did anything get close that you knew of?
Yeah, there was definitely interest. And a guy like Brendan Donovan was getting interest. Houston Astros were among the teams that I had heard there. But the signals that were heard from St. Louis from inside that building and just from other teams around the league is that they seem focused on having a long-term view with what they're trying to build. And that meant keeping the long-term pieces like a Lars Nootbaar or a Brendan Donovan or Jordan Walker or Nolan Gorman and moving some of these assets that were only signed through this season. So it's like a Ryan Helsley, Steven Matz, Phil Maton, guys like that. It was pretty clear that they were going to go. And then anybody else after that was relatively unlikely. So there was teams trying for some of those guys, like, oh, absolutely. But it never really seemed likely, and I did not get the indication that any was close.
The numbers don't add up here when you have Nolan Gorman, Brendan Donovan, Nolan Arenado, J.J. Weatherholt's on the way, Thomas Ajayi's got in a bunch of times. Like, all those guys can't be on the roster next year. Maybe it's a little bit too early to ask this question, but do you get the sense that there might already be teams that are kind of starting to line up or starting to think about whether or not some of these pieces that are just going to have to be traded by the Cardinals, there's just not going to be enough roster room going into next season, the teams are already thinking, looking forward on whether or not they could be in on some of those conversations?
Yeah, I think it's a worthy conversation that should be had here. And we even saw something similar to with the Boston Red Sox earlier this year. It seemed like they were going to have at least one odd man out in their position player group. And somehow, some way, they ended up figuring it out. So maybe the Cardinals can end up having a situation there. But the name that you ended up mentioning that stands out above them all is Nolan Arenado. And getting back to this offseason, they made it clear that it was plan A, B, and C to move Arenado. And yet they did not do so. Obviously, the Astros trade or however close that got did not end up happening because of Arenado vetoing the trade, according to reports there. So, I mean, they obviously didn't move Arenado, and there was talk that maybe he could end up being moved during the season here at the trade deadline. But it's way easier to move a player like that in the off season than it is during the regular season. So if they didn't move him during the off season, it was very unlikely they were going to be moving him this year. So I would imagine those talks are going to be rekindled in the off season, and he would be the guy that kind of stands out above the rest of me.
How do you move that contract? He's a declining player. He still plays high level defense, but you know, from a bat speed standpoint, from a production standpoint, from a power standpoint, it's not there. The Cardinals are an organization that don't like paying players not to play. I look at this and I continue to ask myself, how in the world are they going to move that contract? So I guess I'll ask you that exact same question.
I wish I had a good answer for you on that one. It's a tough one. It's a really tough one. There's some ways you can get creative with this. I mean, you could pay down some of his contract, or you could end up attaching like a high level prospect in order to move him. I don't know if the Cardinals would necessarily be in a hurry to do either one of them. So they're going to have to get creative with it. And it's not going to be John Mozeliak's problem. It'll be a Chaim Bloom problem. And he's proven he can move contracts in the past. Obviously, he traded Mookie Betts, but I mean he's in a bit of a different situation than what Arenado is now. So we'll see if he's able to do it. But I'm a believer in Chaim Bloom. I think he's a good executive. So we'll see if he's able to cook up. But it's not going to be easy.
That was going to be my last question for you. We're talking with MLB insider Robert Murray. You say you're a believer in Chaim Bloom. How much confidence do you have that this is a guy who's going to get the Cardinals back to where, bluntly, Cardinals fans expect this organization to be?
Yeah, I think he is the right person for the job. He's obviously been in the organization now for a couple of years, so he knows what to expect there. Going back to his time with Tampa Bay, there is not really a more respected executive around baseball than Chaim was. And his tenure with Boston did not go well. And honestly, like when your first move was basically being instructed to move Mookie Betts, that's a tough situation to be there overall. And he had the public against him basically from day one. So a fresh start in St. Louis and being around good people there. He's got a good manager in Ollie Marmol. There's quality people overall in the organization. It's not going to be a rebuild by any means. So he's got pieces around him, and it's just up to him to complement the roster overall. And based on what I've experienced with him, and then also just from hearing from other people around the league, I think he'll end up being the right man for the job.
Robert Murray, he's still coming down from the trade deadline. He does a great job, MLB Insider with FanSided, FanSided.com. You can also see him and hear him, part of the Baseball Insiders podcast. Robert, appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
That sounds good to me. I appreciate you having me. Have a good night.
Absolutely. That's appreciated. That is Robert Murray joining us on the program. He's one of my favorite people to be able to talk to. So connected within the industry, and interesting to the one question he didn't have an answer for was, how do you move Nolan Arenado's contract? And I'm sure that's something that Heim Bloom has thought about a lot, and I don't think a lot of people have an answer for that here at this point in time. We are going to take ourselves a break, and we'll talk with Lynn Worthy from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. We'll get his thoughts on what just happened with the Cardinals, losing 2 of 3 to the Rockies after getting back within 3 games of a playoff spot. That's up next. We are live at Hot Shots in Wentzville. We're going to be here for a while longer, till about 8 o'clock or so. You can stop on by. You can say hi to Jay Reed from City SC, get a photo, get an autograph, and get yourself a Michelob Ultra as well while you're out here. We've got more coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible. DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. We are broadcasting live from Hot Shots in Wentzville. as Jay Reed from City SC is still here. You can get autographs, photos. You can do all that. And we'll be here till about 8 o'clock or so and would love for you to join us. I want to do Building the Future here during a Strike Zone hour of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. We're going to talk to Lynn Worthy in just a moment. He had an interesting column recently that I wanted to talk with him about. Building the Future, brought to you by Gray Bar. Gray Bar, headquartered in St. Louis, is a great place to work. J.J. Weatherholt this year at AAA. So far, so good, although he's slumped a little bit here recently, still hitting home runs, a 299 average OPS above 1,000. A lot of Cardinals fans want to see him in the big leagues before the season is over. Lynn recently wrote a column basically saying, that's not the thing to do. I don't think it's going to happen, but happy to welcome Lynn Worthy onto the program right now. Lynn, thanks for taking some time with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you wrote a column and you made some really good points about leaving Weatherholt to AAA and not rushing him to the big leagues and doing all that. There's a lot of Cardinals fans at the same time that are clamoring for him, giving the bringing up the fact that maybe him getting his feet wet at the big league level can be something that could help him for next year. What kind of motivated you to write that column here during a time where so many Cardinals fans disenchanted with what's going on at the big league level are really looking to J.J. Weatherholt as being a hope for the future?
Well, I think that's probably the main thing that prompted it, was just that you keep hearing this idea of like, okay, well, now they need to bring up Weatherholt, and it's just like, at least to me, it's like, it doesn't make real sense. It's like, it's one of those things where if you did it, it would be just because you're, grasping at straws or you're trying to get a little bit of a bump, even though I don't even really think, I mean, like everything that I've heard as far as what people would say reasons to do it, I don't even know how much there's validity to that stuff. I mean, like, oh, you're going to get a bump in attendance. Like, no, I don't. I mean, if he's on the roster, I don't think all of a sudden you go from whatever they announced the other day was 20 to all of a sudden 35 or 40. I don't think that happens, and it definitely doesn't happen for an extended period of time. So that the idea that, like, oh, he needs to get some experience. It's like, well, at the time, he's got a little over 20 games now, I think, or maybe around 20 games at AAA. So I'm like, no, I think he needs that experience. I don't think he needs to, be jumping levels. So to me, it just didn't seem like there's a whole lot of sense to – or a whole lot of good reasons to do it other than just because maybe you want to give some people a little bit of a distraction from what the struggles that are going on right now.
Is there something to be learned from how the team handled Jordan Walker, where they did push him very quickly? And I know the spring that he had before he made the big league club out of spring training and even the start he had to his big league career, but in many ways it feels like he would have benefited from beginning that year at AAA and spending some legitimate time at AAA.
Yeah, and that was the other part of that, too, was that, I mean, as far as reasons why you would say, well, maybe you don't want to do that, I was like, I remember having that conversation with somebody, and I was like, well, you can look right in right field and say, there's a guy that you moved quickly and pushed ahead and you didn't really need to. And then you see, like 2 years later, you're still talking about, well, we got to figure out what we've got in that guy. And it's like, well, why would you do that, see the results of that, and then say, let's do that again, as though that, this time is going to be different. For what reason? It's just, it didn't really make sense to me. I think you're not hurting him by letting him go through the experience at AAA. You're not hurting him by letting him, go through some ups and downs there, as opposed to the first time he might hit some of those bumps is in the big leagues. So it just, again, to me, it was just like, whatever positives people seem to want to point to were not outweighing the potential negatives in my mind.
Yeah, the bigger part of this for me, too, and I do think there's maybe potentially value in a guy touching the big leagues for a little bit at the end of the year before really continuing for a job the next year. But you brought up in the column, and it's a great point, there's not room on the roster right now. And even if you did it after September where you get an extra spot, there's not playing time. They've had such a hard time getting everybody playing time that they've wanted this year. They're going to have to make some moves on this roster in the offseason. It'd be really tough for him to come in here and for you to give the time that you do want to give him.
Yeah, I mean, there's not playing time for him, or at least there's not an easy way to see playing time for him. without the it being at the expense of guys who still need to get that playing time. And then also just the idea of, like, adding him to the roster right now and then having to keep him on this offseason. It's like, well, you're just taking away a roster spot when you can use that flexibility this offseason with a new front office regime taking over and have decisions they need to make. And why not give them all the roster flexibility available instead of making this advanced decision and then having to keep him on the roster just so you can say, well, we got his feet wet. I mean, yeah,
John Mozeliak, actually mentioned he was on with our friends over down the dial at 101 the other day, or maybe it was today, whenever it was. I just saw the social media stuff from it. He mentioned the fact about these guys are not at a point specifically to Weatherholt and Matthews. They're not at a point where you're at the decision where they have to go on the 40-man roster this offseason. So if you're not forced to do that, then you create more flexibility for an incoming regime in Heim Bloom by having as many 40-man roster spots available. And especially with a new regime, I think there is value to having that flexibility.
Exactly. I mean, like, there's not a good reason to do that right now, especially when you're not going to necessarily have playing time for him, especially when he can still benefit from time at AAA, and when you have other guys that you need to, you know, get on into the games and get, you know, at bats for. And it's just like, well, the only reason that I think people would be saying is because they just want to see something new, or this idea of, like, oh, well, maybe it drums up some excitement and maybe it gets more people at the ballpark. Well, one, I don't know that it really does get more people at the ballpark. I think that excitement wears off after a couple of games, and I don't think it necessarily benefits him. So, to me, it was just, you know, it was pretty clear to me. But I know some people push back, and, you know, I've had some back and forth with some people, but to me, it was pretty clear.
Yeah, the benefit to him part is interesting because you think about Mason Winn a couple of years ago and him coming up and getting that time in the big leagues at the end of the year. It feels like that set him up a little bit more for the next season. I do think that's real. I don't think that's something to be ignored, but I also think there are other considerations to go along with it.
Yeah, and I think, well, with Mason, you definitely did have a clear path to consistent playing time, and you also knew where he was going to play, whereas Weatherholt at this point, you know, they just started getting him some time at third, and he's really only played a handful of games at any position other than shortstop in the minor league since he's turned pro. So to say you're going to bring him up and he's not going to play short because Mason's there, so you're going to bring him up and say, all right, well, we might throw you in at second, we might throw you in at third, two spots that you haven't had a whole lot of time at, but this is how we're going to get you some playing time. To me, again, it seems like a poor plan if you did it that way.
Couple more minutes with Lynn Worthy as we are broadcasting live from Hot Shots in Winsfield. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. For me, it felt like I could be a prisoner of the moment with the best of anybody, but it felt like the frustration from Cardinals fans after losing 2 of 3 to the Rockies, after getting within 3 games of a playoff spot, and they're still only 4 games out, but the frustration that I felt from fans yesterday, it felt like that was the most frustrating, kind of a breaking point. What do you make of a team that can go take a series from the Dodgers, that can go take a series from the Cubs, can get themselves right back into playoff contention, and then they find a way to lose a series to a really bad Rockies team?
That's just an inconsistent team, a young team. I mean, it's the things that it doesn't really surprise me. And at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me if they go out this weekend and take a series from the Yankees. I mean, it's just the inconsistency that, you know, we've seen throughout the season. And, I mean, I think to a certain extent some players have acknowledged it. I mean, I think when the Padres were in town, I remember Wilson Contreras had mentioned, it was after one of the days that he'd gotten hit by a pitch and only a couple of us stayed around and waited for him to talk after the game. And he mentioned that he felt like that the team played up and down to the level of competition. And he said that then when they were, you know, playing pretty well against the Padres team that's obviously competing for a playoff spot. And then this week you heard Mason Winn say the same thing about them not necessarily matching up against, you know, a Rockies team that's on a pace for one of the worst seasons, you know, in recent history. So, I mean, I think it's just what this team is at this point. I mean, we're in August, so it's not as though it's a surprise. It's not as though the team's identity is going to change. I mean, I think that's sort of where they are right now, just with the rush they have and just the guys still trying to find their footing. They're an inconsistent team. They can play with a lot of the better teams in baseball, but they can have a series like they had against the Rockies where you're scratching your head saying, is this the same team?
I'll finish you with this. If they're sitting here talking about playing up and playing down the level of competition, is there an entity that should be looked at that and say somebody is to be blamed for this? Is it just a case of they don't have superstar talent on the team, and when you're a 500 team, that's just kind of the way things go? But what's the source of the fact that maybe they do sometimes play up and down to opponents?
Hey, that's a great question. I think, to me, part of it has to be the fact that you have so many guys who are still sort of finding their way and turning into the big league players they're going to ultimately be. I mean, you have so many guys who are still early on in their careers, who don't necessarily have as much playing time as established big leaguers, guys who have really good potential, but from night to night, you're not 100% sure which version of them you're going to get. When you have multiple of those guys at different, you know, in different facets of the game, whether that's the bullpen, the starting pitching, the lineup, then I think that's the thing that I would point to.
He is Lynn Worthy. Does a fantastic job as a sports columnist with the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. L Worthy Sports is the Twitter handle, at L Worthy Sports. Lynn, appreciate the time. We'll see you at the ballpark very soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's Lynn Worthy joining us here on the program. You know, the great teams, how often do you see non-great teams jump out to a really big early lead in a game? And this, it's not just baseball. It's football. It's basketball. It's whatever. You have a great start to a game. You get out to a big lead. And then what happens? You don't score again. And sometimes it doesn't matter. You're up 8-0 after three innings and you win the game 8-0. Like, sometimes that happens. But sometimes it goes the other way and you let the team back in, and all of a sudden the next thing you know is you're down in the ninth, or you give up a two-run home run in the eighth inning to the Colorado Rockies, and a one-run lead turns into a one-run deficit. There is and I wish I knew. This is something I don't know. I wish I knew how you cultivate just the ability for teams to be ruthless, to when they've got the smelling blood in the water, when you got the pedal down, you don't go to the brake, you just push harder and you just go faster. This is not a Cardinals thing. This is a sports thing. Many teams, I would argue most teams, and it has something to do with the human element. You're up 8-0 after three innings. I'm just like picking random numbers, but you're up in that type of situation early on in a game. You let up a little bit. As a human being, you let up a little bit. You lose that edge a little bit. And we talked about this yesterday. At times it does feel like the Cardinals do lose their edge. They're not the only team that does that. But being able to have a team that has the ability to not let up very often, never let up, just keep going. You get up big, you're not going to stop. That's a really tough thing to be. The great teams do that. The really, really, really great teams do that. It is one of the greatest attributes any team can have, but it is something that is very hard to be able to develop. And I don't think it's something that the Cardinals have right now. It just isn't. We have certainly seen where they get out to leads early sometimes. Now, they're great at coming back. And to be fair on this, let's talk about from the other side. Cardinals had a lot of comeback wins this year. So when other teams do exactly what I'm just talking about, the Cardinals are very good at taking advantage of that. But when the Cardinals are the team in the lead, like many teams, they have that hard time getting the closeout blows that you need to get. One more break. We'll come back, and we're going to wrap up things from Hot Shots in Wentzville. You've still got a little bit of time to stop on by. We appreciate Jay Reed from City SC being here, spending a lot of time with fans. We'll take one more break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Now, back to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar on the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
It is a Strike Zone hour of a Graybar Sports Open Line, and we do it from Hot Shots in Wentzville with our soccer showcase today. Basically, there is a lot going on, but we are starting to wrap up the program. My name is Matt Pauley. I do just want to mention thanks to the folks out here at Hot Shots for taking care of us as always, and thanks to Jay Reed. One of my favorite things about these is, you know, a lot of times, as busy as I am around the Cardinals, I don't get out to city practice very often. I'm not really ever in their locker room talking to them. It's hard to get to know some of the guys. And one of the great benefits to me in getting to know, you know, obviously, City SC is such an important part of the sports landscape in St. Louis, and just getting the opportunity to get to know some of these guys in this environment has been a blessing to me. And it was a lot of fun being able to talk to Jay Reed for and what a story he has, and the what he went through, and to be able to get to this point and the sacrifices he made as a really, really young guy. So I enjoy being able to talk to him and appreciate him being out here and being willing to spend some time with us. And thanks to everybody who came on out here to Hot Shots to say hello to him. What's on Deck is presented by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, the sign you have the very best, ChesterfieldFence.com. Cardinals have an off day today after that loss yesterday to the Rockies, and now they're going to wrap up this three-legged homestand here. They started it with a series against the Cubs, where they took 2 of 3. Then they play the Rockies, where they lost 2 of 3, and now they are set to match up against the Yankees for a three-game series. And their ability to have an above 500 homestand is going to be connected to their ability to take this series from the Yankees. Yankees, obviously a very good team. They have not been playing great baseball recently, and that always scares me. That scares me when you match up against a team that you know is really good and have not been playing great baseball. You know at some point in time they're going to get things going again. So that's what worries me about this series. Yankees have they're 500 over their last 6 games, but prior to that they had lost, I believe, 7 of 8 it was. And right now, they're fighting for their playoff lives. You never thought that this version of the Yankees would be a team that's fighting for their playoff lives. But even from a divisional standpoint, they've been knocked down in the East. If you haven't been paying attention, they're the third-place team in the AL East. They are 6.5 games back of the Blue Jays, and they're also 1.5 games back of Boston. So right now, the Yankees are just trying to hold on to a wild card spot and move on from there. The pitching matchup for tomorrow's game, it's going to be Andre Pallante on the mound for the Cardinals, and then Luis Gil is going to make the start for the Yankees. He has not pitched much so far in this series. Sonny Gray and Miles Michaelis are scheduled to pitch games 2 and 3 of the series, and of course we'll have all of them for you right here on your home for the Cardinals, 104.1 FM KMOX. And also tomorrow night, Friday Night Live by Lowe's after the game, so it's your opportunity to I believe Oliver Marmol's going to be the guest tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah, that's going to be coming up tomorrow night, and that's always really, really fun. Again, thanks to Jay Reed for being out here. Thanks to Kyle back at the station, Jim Kuehr out here at Hot Shots with us, making sure that we get on the air. Have a wonderful night. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Cardinals Baseball right here on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.